We're seeing some wild moves in very unprofitable companies such as Rivian and Lucid. Is that a sign of an unhealthy market? Matt Melle is the chief market strategist at Miller Tabak and joins us now. Matt, normal stuff here, right? You're seeing these wild moves in Rivian and Lucid. What does this say to you about the state of the market?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it's just a sign of an unhealthy stock market. I mean, this has been going on all year, so people could say it could last longer, and it certainly can. We've had this ups and downs with these meme stocks, but when you get, you know, again, there's nothing wrong with a lot of these companies. They will do very well over the long term. You know, just like in 1999, when a lot, you know, Amazon, you know, got way ahead of itself. It's a great company. It changed the world. But the stock had to come way down. I'm not saying we're going to have the same kind of problems next year that we had in 2000 with a major bear market. But I think that this market is being run by liquidity and much less so than the economy, economic growth or earnings growth. Those things are getting better, but the market's well ahead of it. And this liquidity is going to become less plentiful next year, and people need to be preparing to how they will react when this market starts to come down at some point, which it inevitably will, and I think will in some point in the next 12 months.
Matt, maybe the two signs are this. You know, we came into the session with Rivian shares. They were up, but they have reversed here in the pre-market very aggressively. You have Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon saying overseas that he's seeing more greed in the market. I mean, are these signs that the market is at a top here?
Like I said, it could go higher here. I mean, remember we had an irrational exuberance in 1996 by Alan Greenspan, and the market kept rallying for many more years. I don't think we're going to get that kind of a reaction, and I don't think we'll get we're that kind of froth. But there's still a lot of froth out there, and I definitely agree. I mean, you know, it's just a situation. I guess the biggest thing for me right now is actually coming out of China, and it's not has to do with Taiwan. Although I'm worried about Taiwan. You have the second biggest economic power in the world has gone from more than a decade of really promoting excess leverage, excess risk-taking, excess debt, to one where they're clamping down on that. Eventually, that's got to have a negative impact on global growth. And when we're having that, at the same time, the Fed is going to start tapering back on the QE. The ECB is going to do the same thing. There's going to be less liquidity around there, and the stock market, because of all that liquidity, the economy's been able to catch up to a certain degree, but not enough. And at some point, they're going to have to meet in the middle. And I do think we're again, this could happen. We could have a nice rally into the end of the year. I think it's 50-50. Too many people are too bullish right now. But I think next year is one that people need to be very, very careful and should at least, if nothing else, have a plan in place in advance so that they are ready to act if and when they see that a deep correction or worse is going to take place.
Hey, Matt, already we've seen, you know, some individual stocks have big tumbles, even when the overall market holds up. In the past times that we've seen these sort of breakdowns, right, these periods of excess followed by pops of the bubble or however you want to describe it, it's shown that who's vulnerable, right? So who's vulnerable right now? Who is going to get hit when this happens? Is it just going to be retail investors? Are we going to see institutions get hit? And by the way, sorry to make this question so long, but we got to ask about the crypto excesses too, right? Not just in stuff like Bitcoin, but you have to wonder about the stable coins also. Who's exposed? What's going to happen if any of that starts to crumble?
Yeah, I think it will be not just the individual investors. And actually, in a weird way, the individual investor, if they're nimble, will be able to take advantage of this because there's, you know, they don't have, you know, they don't have these huge positions that are so hard to move around like a lot of the institutions have. I mean, they don't own 30 million shares of Apple Computer like some mutual funds do. They can get in and out of them, and they can also trade. You know, for so many years they got too excessive, and right now they've been getting into the call options. Well, they also have put options that they can buy, and inverse ETFs. They can protect themselves a little bit, but the institutional investors, the ones that I actually am more worried about, especially some of these leveraged ones, the hedge funds, because they have so much leverage in the marketplace. And, you know, the thing about the leverage, we heard about this gamma issue with the market, you know, these options trades taking the market much higher. But gamma works both ways. And if once you start to see the market roll over, then you're gonna we're going to go from forced buying by these broker dealers that sold the options to forced selling. And again, those are the types of things that take the market down much quicker than people think. So I think that all investors will be vulnerable. But of course, the ones that will be most vulnerable will be the ones who have a lot of leverage.
And I want to kind of bring it back to crypto for a second, too, because we're seeing prices in Bitcoin start to deteriorate a little bit, although still 60,000 is nothing to sneeze at. But I'm curious, because you have been watching the charts for a while very closely on Bitcoin, what you expect there.
Yeah, I mean, this had a huge move. There doesn't seem to be any real new news to cause this pullback, this most recent pullback, and really not a big surprise. I mean, it had an unbelievably huge rally. And so I think it's just working off that overbought condition. The one thing, though, is that and I do worry that the less liquidity could cause some problems for the cryptos, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and as you mentioned, the others. However, they're on a technical basis, they're going to have to fall a lot for them really to make a real negative impact on them. For instance, I mean, Bitcoin, if it breaks below just below 60,000, that was its recent lows, that would give it a lower low and it would probably hit the stock. But hit Bitcoin. However, it's going to have to fall below 50,000 for it to break below its trend line going back to the July lows. So, in other words, it can still come down quite a bit without having really any major technical damage. So, oddly enough, even though I were on a short-term basis on Bitcoin, I'm a bull longer term, and like I said, there's a lot of other stocks that are much more vulnerable than Bitcoin is right now. Even great stocks like Nvidia, great company, but it's just so far ahead of itself. They're reporting this week. It's going to be interesting to see how it reacts to their earnings report.
Indeed, it will be. Good point. Matt Malley, Chief Market Strategist at Miller Tabak. Always good to see you.